This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
So a three-legged dog walks into a bar.
Okay.
Says, I'm looking for the fella that shot my paw.
Oh!
Do you know what happened to me today? Well, you know, my wife's a hairdresser. I accidentally swallowed some hair color, and now I feel like I've died a little on the inside.
Wait, what color?
I have no idea. I don't pay that close attention. You know me. I'm a guy.
Oh, well, we'll find out when you vomit.
All right, well, Dave, play that track.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single.
Stacy?
Hi, Chelsea.
How's it going?
Are we in a baseball game? Hey, better.
How's it going, Stacy?
You know what? It's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm fighting that cold everybody else has.
You better kick it in the throat.
Hi-ya!
Ha!
What do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know what.
A pork chop.
Sign up, those sounds delicious.
Wait, welcome to episode 15, everyone.
Yay, reasons why I'm single.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our quinceanera.
So nice. a panda walks in the bar and he says he'll have a scotch and a Coke. And the bartender's like, what's with the big pause? He goes, I don't know, I was bored of him.
I'm listening to it going, I'm not going to get this joke.
Right, I'm just like, I missed the punchline, and usually I'm there for a fake laugh, and I missed it.
Sorry.
Just in case you're not familiar with one of the most popular voices ever in podcast radio, that's Bob.
Hey.
Bob. And running the show is Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Hanging out with us in Reasons Why I'm Single.
And we also have an intern named Shannon.
Yay!
Shannon! Not the other Shannon. It's new Shannon. Not that we've replaced the old Shannon.
No, Shannon still exists.
Hi, Shannon.
Everyone on Yelp still remembers Shannon.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's true.
Shout out to Shannon and Shannon's.
Shannon's good.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on, Chel?
Oh, you know, I'm moving this weekend.
Moving on up.
Kind
of. Hey, you're on the second floor.
No.
Yay!
I hate moving. It's awful.
I know. Did you find
I saw Chelsea kicking a can down the street. Is that what you're doing? She said moving.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Bum, bum,
welcome to a very punny episode.
Honestly, if only they were in here 10 minutes prior. Did you find anyone to help you move?
No. Yes, my friend Christy. Dristy!
Yes, Dristy!
Did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon?
Tell me.
Food's great, but the atmosphere is kind of...
You started laughing.
Worst meatball sandwich. There you go.
I'm done. No more. Okay. I couldn't pass that one up. It was funny.
It's so tickled and it's adorable.
How are you doing this week,
you
Steve?
Know what? I'm doing pretty well. Did you do the whole pick the three or four fictional characters that best describe you?
No, I did not do that because I literally thought about it and I tried and I...
Oh, you did try.
And I was like, none of these are like me. I'm so unique.
You can't put labels on me. I remember the one time, just to show how far back our friendship goes, we were watching the Powderpuff Girls and something
Bubbles.
Had happened. Yep. They had like drained the color out of everyone. So then Bubbles tried to color them. And Chelsea's like, they should color them back in. And then Bubbles gets the crayons and she tries to color everyone in. So I do know that should be one of them.
Probably. You know, that's probably pretty accurate.
Just one of them.
Right. Well, the other one I was for sure of was I was like, oh, I could totally say I was like Cher from Clueless. But I'm also like not like Cher from Clueless.
Because
character
Throwback Thursday.
She's just my favorite. Like, but, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, maybe like that Drew Barrymore character. I can talk.
Oh.
In that movie, Never Been Kissed.
I never saw that.
She has super curly hair and I really liked it.
Oh.
And also she was a big dork in high school. So
I never saw that movie.
Oh, it's actually really good. The guy's in it. It's like super cute.
Who is he?
Oh, God, what was
cuter than Casper?
Yes, he was an adult.
He was legal.
he's in the TV show Alias.
I watched a couple episodes. That's all
it's
I got.
Okay. Me too, but I knew he was on that show.
Mine were, so
Tell
I picked,
me.
So Tracy Ellis Ross, she plays Rainbow on Blackish.
She was also on Girlfriends, though, right?
Yes.
My girlfriend, lived through thick and thin. I love that show.
My girlfriends. I just started watching Bob's Burgers this past weekend, and Linda.
I've never seen it. How is it?
The mom, Linda. That's going to be me when I have children. I'm not even joking.
See, I can't watch it because that's Archer.
Wait, what?
What?
Bob is voiced by the guy that voices Archer.
Oh, so you can't even hear it like that.
No.
I get that.
Interesting.
Because I keep waiting for Lana.
That's funny. And then my...
Slightly more appropriate of a TV show. Yeah.
And then my tie for third place, both from Golden Girls, Rose and Dorothy. Whenever I take a Golden Girls quiz, it's always tied with those two because Dorothy, she's English teacher. I was an English major and she's sarcastic. I'm sarcastic. And then Rose, I have very long-winded stories and I'm very naive about certain things. Always tied. Always. There'll be like two questions that I waver on. It's like you pick the one, it was Dorothy, and then you pick the other one, and it's Rose.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to unhear it.
It's true, but it's such a good song. Just saying.
Before we get going.
Oh, where are we going?
We're going to talk about some sponsors.
Hey, sponsors.
Hey. So, support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where your finances and your life connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen their communities. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596.
Yay!
Yay, Thrivent!
Thank
we
you, Thrivent! And so do you all. That's why they keep sponsoring us. Ha ha!
Seriously, even if you have questions, just give them a call.
You
and
have
let
questions?
Them know.
We have answers.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I forget whose tagline that was.
Not Thrivent. But they do have answers.
Well,
for
Thrivent
you.
Has enough money because they're great at saving that they could buy that other place out. They used to have
wow,
that you slogan.
Wow. Throwing a whole bunch of stuff
well,
out
how them. Many people did we say? How
2.
Many
million?
3 million. Just 2. Saying. 3 million, just yeah. saying. Do you have that much in your bank account?
Absolutely not.
Someday. I can dream.
If you add up my payday's tomorrow.
Yes, it is!
And like end of the month is hitting, so all the bills
oh,
are coming
goodness.
Out.
Don't
so
forget,
things are a little tight today. Like,
let me tell
there's
you,
there's like 2 cents, literally 2 cents in one of my checking accounts, and then there's like 64 cents in the other.
Dang,
I have a savings account. There's more money, but like,
right.
my, where my bills come out of?
No,
poor.
So
adulting.
Like,
poor. Adulting
I always
is
have
hard.
My reserve like emergency fund, and definitely tapped into that 2 weeks ago because Penelope needed to get work done. Penelope's my car,
Jeep, just, Jeep,
whoop. And so that just kind of wiped me out a little bit. So I'm
oh,
just
yeah.
like, oh, man. I'm just like, I wish my abs were as tight as my money is right now because this is absurd. I'm just saying.
Hey, Stacey, do you want to pull out the
fake name letter of the day?
I did not give any segue into that. I'm sorry.
I know. She like looked at me with big eyes. Like, I'm just right? like, what? There's an
get
animal. Someone's in the room. What's Bob doing?
Two words. Sounds like, first word, charades for me.
I don't think I'm that good at charades, but I'm decent at taboo. But anyways, let me go into the bowl.
Check into the bowl. So right. while she's reaching for the letter, fake name letter of the day, the reason we do it is because so we can tell stories about people that we've met, things that have happened to us without, you know, throwing the shade around.
No
we
shade.
Want to save the
shade. All right. We've got...
What letter do you have? Grab from the bowl.
This is going to be tough.
Really?
The fake name letter of the day is... Yeah, Chels, can you please give us some examples of some names that start with the letter W?
Willie.
Ooh.
Or won't he?
Not till marriage. Not till marriage.
Winston.
Oh, isn't that from the one show?
I was more thinking Churchill, but you know.
He should have had a show.
Cigarettes the Flintstones used to advertise.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've never seen the old commercials that the Flintstones did for Winston cigarettes? Oh, it's outstanding.
No. I was thinking from New Girl. Isn't his name Winston?
His name is, and he's got that cat.
I didn't know he had a cat. I've only seen a handful
of
episodes.
And he sings to his cat a lot. It's a really cute show.
I did not know. I've only seen a few episodes and I giggled.
I could maybe be Jess in those little character things.
Hey, because she is awkward.
She is awkward.
But cute.
She is awkward.
And she has great hair.
Oh,
bam.
Thanks. Look at you. Just too pretty.
And she looks
thanks.
Good in glasses or
tell
without.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Tell me more.
So, Stacey,
hey,
let
Chels.
Me tell you what happened to me this week.
Oh, boy. All right. Sitting down.
So, I meet this guy on this one dating site called Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, it doesn't start with a W.
Bagel.
Wagel.
And,
what was
wait,
the guy?
Wait. There's a... dating site
called Coffee Meets Bagel.
I have heard of that one.
So, and what is its premise?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before.
So, what you do
did
is.
We?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Oh, weren't they on Shark Tank?
They're all basically the
that's
same
why I
thing.
Know. That's
yeah,
why
yeah, we
yeah.
talked
yeah,
about
it. They're yeah, all basically yeah. the same thing. But it is, it's interesting enough. Like, you can search out people, but you actually have to, like, log in every day to be able to click on people and say that you like them.
Oh.
And in order,
stalker.
Like, in order to log in every day, each day you come in, you each day in a row in succession. There we go. Words, Chelsea.
Right.
Come on.
Side note: since Bob said stalker, I saw this meme, and it was this magazine article, and it says, "I married my stalker." And
oh, then, I saw that.
And then below it says, "You know, we could be together, but you keep calling the police too much."
But
sorry,
no, you're fine. So, you earn points in your little coffee cups, and then once you have the points. It's like 400 points to
dang
click like on people, but so you have to consistently be on the site.
You get a free date after 10 lattes.
Well,
but do you get a latte? I told you, money's tight.
Right?
I just want a meal.
If my, like, but anyway, so it works out that like people are actually putting effort to be on the site. So it's, you know, you're not just putting it out there and then not hearing
anything. Nobody
back.
Should just be putting it out there. All right,
you're just putting that out there.
You just words, people, not body parts. Words.
So we mutually liked each other.
Oh,
and
wait, did he have a name?
Oh yes, he did. His name was Wilbur.
Oh,
Wilbur.
I hope
Wilbur.
He wasn't some pig.
Hello, Wilbur.
Oh gosh.
So we have this mutual like. We talk back and forth. The thing about Coffee Meets Bagel is that you have 6 days on the site before it just deletes you from
go
the,
stale.
Yeah.
Because bagels go stale.
Exactly.
And coffee gets cold.
So right?
Like I just like I'm still stuck on the name.
On the name?
I don't either. I could get like Cruller Meets Bagel.
Oh. Right,
like,
right.
I'm trying to figure
bagel.
Out like
a cronut.
Like euphemism.
Cronut.
Like,
no, I'm
like
with
a,
you.
Like an eclair meets bagel.
Even if it was donut meets coffee, like I could get that. Because,
I know.
Like,
today was National Coffee
Duncan.
Day.
Yeah, Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Today was National Coffee Day.
Oh.
If you went to certain Krispy Kremes, they gave you a free small coffee and a free original glazed donut.
Can we stop with this day thing?
I know. It gets on my last nerve. Gets on my last nerve. It's National Siblings Day.
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's National Get Sent Home from Work Day. If you're going to walk around.
Shoot. Yes.
Apparently it was,
yes.
You're working. It was National Podcaster Day like 3 days ago.
Oh,
but it coincided with National Bubblegum Day, and I was torn on what to do for, you know.
Can you just imagine, though? You're like, you work in a call center. It's National Talk Like Pirate Day. You're like, how can we help you?
Arr.
Actually, my nephew does the pirate face. He goes, arr. He's so cute. I'm sorry. So anyways, Coffee Meets Bagel.
So
you
only have 6 days to, once you connect, to either talk or, and then it just goes away. It's kind of nice. Again, it's the sense of urgency that people don't have in dating, that they just go.
Interesting.
So we were talking on
no, so like you only
Monday?
Have 6 days, like
six
no matter
days.
What?
Yeah.
So like,
or like
as long as
deal.
You're talking, well, that, is it a rolling
no,
6 days?
No. Like even if you're talking, you have 6 days.
I kind of appreciate that.
You can either like exchange information or it just goes away.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't hate that because there are people.
Because we're adults.
There are people who just want to talk online, just the ego stroking thing.
Right.
So we just, so like pretty immediately he's like, oh, I'd like to take you out. I think this would be fun. And he's not necessarily, just from his picture, he wasn't necessarily like my body type, but like you could tell he was a decent looking guy. You could tell he was tall. At least, God, I was hoping he was tall.
Listen, you cannot, whatever. So, y'all have listened to other episodes. We know the issue. Was he also a ginger?
No.
Oh.
He had brown hair. He just looked a little bit like,
that's fine,
bigger. But I was like, you know what? No, he seems like a nice guy. We're having a good conversation. Let's go. Let's cool. meet for a drink. So we go. We're in downtown Ferndale. And on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
And so there's nobody there. I actually prefer going on dates on Tuesdays now because it's like, it's not hectic. Like, you're not
right.
feeling like there's a million people everywhere. So,
that's real.
Well, he's standing outside of the restaurant. I walk up. We do a nice little handshake.
Aww.
Walk in. We sit down at the bar instead of at a table.
It wasn't at a coffee shop.
No. We went to get, like, a drink.
Aww.
Oh, you were hoping because
yes!
of the
yes! Yes. Maybe they can use
I thought that was in the rules.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Like, okay, you agree to meet? Here's your coupon for free coffee.
Thank you. A bagel. One bagel.
But side note, they should do that for like local businesses and whatnot. They should have your date be at a whatever, and then you can use the special code.
I'm thinking at this point, I need to just like get sponsored by a restaurant for this show so I can like take the dates there.
Hey.
And I think the one that you wound up with two dates at last week.
They should totally.
Should absolutely.
You're like, you're welcome.
For you. Yeah.
Right.
Where are my tips?
Be like, I'll name drop you next time.
We all know where Chuck
is. Right.
Oh, and then they can set up a nest and you can a periscope.
Right.
Gate,
and people can like sneak in and watch if they want to.
Oh.
Set up a, like, I have a little microphone.
Right.
See?
Please contact
this podcast. This is all we wanted last week.
This is what we just need a restaurant on board.
Yeah. I mean, we're working on one.
And, you know, the waiters and waitress wait staff to not act like I'm there every week with a different
person.
It's
like a mystery theater, but it's real life.
It's like The Sopranos. Like, the waiter, even though he was there on Friday night with the girlfriend, he comes in Saturday with the wife. Hey, Mr. Soprano, I haven't seen you in a long time.
You got to be that waiter. You have to be that waiter. So we're sitting there. We're having a decent time. And probably like 20 minutes goes by, and this one waiter like walks by. But you know how sometimes if
waiter
walks by Wilbur.
Waiter walks by Wilbur.
Yes. Well, you know how sometimes, like, when you could tell he was on a mission, he was doing whatever he needed to do, but he was walking really fast. So, like, all of the smells that were behind him, like, traveled with him.
Okay.
You know, you feel.
So he had
he
a
was
contrail.
Creating his own wind.
He
exactly.
had a conch shell behind him.
Yes. And this kind of funky smell hit my nose, and I was just like, I was taken aback for a second. Then I'm like, no, it's probably just like somebody's perfume. And
it wasn't patchouli.
The food, no.
It wasn't a fart.
No, it wasn't a fart. Well, because I was thinking it was maybe just like the food smells mixed with somebody's perfume. Like, I thought maybe.
See, I'm not the only one who gives the benefit of a doubt.
No, because you don't
it's
know.
Like when somebody orders the Brussels sprouts, the whole restaurant stinks
exactly.
for like 5 minutes.
Exactly. Like somebody
yeah.
orders like liver and onions. Like,
yeah, yeah.
you can make that stuff
on an
home.
Airplane.
Like, so I you know, brush it off, but now it's in my nose, so now I'm really picking up on it. And after another, like, yeah, seriously, I felt like Shannon's date, where I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, except no deep smells, no. And I realized that it's actually coming from my date. Wilbur is, he has some serious body odor. Oh. And the worst part is that we're having, like, a good conversation, and now it's all I can think about. He's
That's
talking
real.
To me. He's like, oh, you, so you have nieces and nephews. Like, tell me about it. And I'm like, okay.
Meanwhile, in Chelsea's head, smell.
It's like the guy's
smell.
Smoking pot and blowing it right in her nose.
It seriously was, and so, okay, so we finished the date. It wasn't the worst date ever. Actually, it was kind of nice, except for the constant smell.
Other than my eyes watering constantly.
I'm just really happy to smell here.
Like when it hits you, it's just disrespectful.
Oh,
to your nose.
Disrespectful to my nose. I like it.
You assault in my nostrils.
Very
okay.
disrespectful.
So stand down.
You shower at a first date, though.
Thank you.
Let me just throw that out there. That's, it's kind of like you wash your car. You
what time was this?
8 o'clock.
So plenty of time after work.
Yeah, yeah.
Time.
Okay.
Even if you didn't have time, throw on some deodorant or something.
You throw away your Burger King bags in your car. You make, you know. Just saying.
Yeah, like a little something
effort,
for the effort.
Little right, effort. Right. Little effort.
Was it like onions and Funyuns? Was it like it was, Funyuns or Fritos? What was it?
Because one of those
Fritos.
Sounds delicious, and I will tell you which one.
Well, Fritos is more like the feet. Onions and Funyuns is just funky. Or
I was like, I mean, no, it was.
We'll never look at food the same.
It was like that strong. It was that strong pointed, you know, where it goes like right up in your nose.
When it's BO, it just
yeah,
hits you.
It's like an. So we finish, and I'm so proud of myself.
What did you have to eat or drink?
No, we didn't really eat anything. We just had a couple drinks.
She was going to vomit.
I mean, seriously.
Why
seriously.
Are you huffing your onion rings?
I'm like, oh, my God, this drink smells so good.
Oh, the aroma.
Can I get, like, 7 oranges, please?
Oh, Blue Moon.
So we go to leave, and it's getting chilly at night, and yeah. my... dumbass wears this thin little cute sweater because it was cute.
You have a smart patoot.
And so I start shivering on the walk back just because it was hot in the restaurant and it's cold outside, you know, immediate shivering. And gentlemanly little jerk, he's like, oh, here, you're cold, and already taking off his coat. And I'm like, oh, no, it's okay.
So
in my
like
head,
scene.
I'm like,
no.
No, seriously? In my head, I just see, I'm like,
slow
I'm
motion
like, why, grenade. God, why? So he puts it over me, and I am just like, in my head,
enveloped.
Everything shuts down. Like, everything shuts down. All I can think about right now is just walk. The faster you walk, the sooner the coat's off you. The faster you walk. It was,
you're breathing, like, in your mouth, out your nose.
Like, literally, like, I don't even think I was breathing. I think I was just like, I can do one thing at this moment, and that is get to my car. And so then we get to my car, and I turn, and I take the coat off, because I'm like, okay, here. And it's just on me, you know, because he's been wearing this jacket for however long he felt like wearing it. And it's, and I'm like, it's still on me. I can smell
the
it.
The funk is strong with this one.
So then I'm looking at him, and he is very clear. Like, you can tell when a guy wants to kiss you. You can tell. And I'm like, oh, God, he wants to kiss
sideways
me.
Sideways head, open yeah, mouth. Oh, yeah. Like, oh. Like,
eyes like, roll back in his head like a shark.
I had a really good time.
Tongues out. Like Jabba the Hutt.
And I'm just thinking, like, and now in my head, I'm like, okay, is it going to be easier to, like, just say no, or is it going to be faster to just kiss him and run away? And I'm like, no, you know what? I already smell like it. I'm just going to give him a quick hug, like a little, like, pat on the back.
Right, good looking out, bro. It's but, real.
Two counts.
It's real.
Good game.
Right? Exactly.
Well, pat on the back, and I just get in my car. And I go in for the hug, and he doesn't let go. Like, it was...
I'm going to die here.
I held on, and I was, like... I started counting the alphabet in my head because that's what you do when something's taking too freaking long.
You know, reminds what? Me of, do you ever watch Good Times back in the day? When Roger and his mom used to hug, and he used to go, Mama, yes, Roger, I can't breathe. Like,
wait, so why do you count the alphabet?
Well, no, just in, okay, when I was little and we were in church.
Oh, God.
They would say, yes, God. When we
I
were,
love him.
When we were in church, there would be the point where you know, we would be going through and praying, and then the pastor would say, like, this is for your moment for internal reflections. And then the whole church would be quiet. And then
you should go
to
church with him so he can sit in his pew.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Well, then everything would get quiet. And me, as, like, a kid, I didn't know, like, really what that was supposed to be doing. So I would just sit there and see how many times I could get through the alphabet before the pastor started talking again. So
how does this translate?
So now it's just kind of stuck with me. If something is awkward and, like, going on too long, I just kind of want to see how many times I can get through the alphabet before it's actually over.
It's your safe place.
It's right. My safe place. It's totally my safe place. So I...
Getting mugged. Hey, ABCDFG.
Right? Thank
like, doesn't y'all help? Doesn't y'all
help? Thank you.
They're like, what happened, ma'am?
Hoping the mugger's like, oh my God, she's speaking in tongues. Let's get the hell out of here.
I mean, I do.
So I let go as soon as I got to the first D. So I'm never just like, ABCD, done. And,
oh, so yeah. It's not the full alphabet.
Oh, no. That's just when I let go.
He was holding on for that second D.
Then I'm limp noodled arms, right? Because he's decided to go for the low hug.
Say no if you saw Chelsea look like she's about to do the Bernie.
Like, just my arms are like laying on top of his, and he's just in it. He's taller than me, so I'm like face.
Hey, he was tall.
Yes, he was taller than me. So I'm like, face is just crammed up right against his chest. There's nowhere for me to breathe. It's awful. And I'm just doing the alphabet in my head. I got through the alphabet two whole times before this guy
How
let go.
How fast do you do the alphabet?
Oh, no, I do the song. Like the normal song. A, B,
so
C,
same
D,
tempo?
D, yeah.
Okay.
So it's,
you know those ABCDFGs.
Like, right, because that's what happens if you do it that way. So you got to, like, just sing. But two whole times, and then he lets go, and I'm just like, okay, bye. I'm like,
so here is my question.
Tell me.
Here's my question. My question.
One question. That's it.
I mean, for now, that's part A. So, would you go on a second date with him?
This is the thing. He was really nice. Like,
that's why I'm asking.
And I.
He has to be.
That's like we had one guy on as a guest, and they were like, is she really pretty? And she's like, she has a great personality. Okay, I know the answer. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, because there might be a time in the future where you're going to be laying in bed with them. It can't.
But then that's why I'm asking. Like, personality, did you guys jive really, really well? You have fun, good conversation before, you know, smells kicked in.
Right, for the first, like, 20 minutes before I realized that it was smelly. And then, mind you, I post all this stuff on my personal Facebook because I want people to enjoy my pain. And
We appreciate that.
And I put it out there like it was the story. Like, I told the whole
tale. Then he hits you up with a friend request. You're like, oh, shit.
Right? Oh, God.
Delete! Then people write on your wall, what happened to the thing about the guy that smelled on Tuesday night? right. Shut up, Tristy. I'm just kidding. It was not Tristy.
She
just really liked that name.
I mean, I liked him and everything, but like as a 33-year-old man, like, I'm sorry. If I smell a little ripe, I know. Immediately. Like,
well, yeah.
No one ever told him. Maybe he thought, okay, so.
But here, when you're getting ready for a date, don't you shower?
Yeah.
You all the things.
You do,
but
all
maybe
the
he
things.
Was super yeah. nervous, and then it was just like, you know, I do this.
Give the benefit of the doubt.
You're rationalizing is what you were doing.
I sang karaoke last night, and I sat next to a first date couple. And I've known the guy for a while from being at the bar together, and we start talking, and I'm like, and she was talking for an hour nonstop, and it was like it was almost like he used me as like a break to get her to stop talking. I'm like, I'm shutting up now. Like, you guys are on a date, and she's like, oh no, you can like,
you can keep talking to me, please, like, please keep talking to me.
Like, oh no,
please.
So this is why I asked. So if you were to go on a second date with him, and clearly no one's ever told him, or does he just not hang out with people a lot that would tell him? He doesn't have close friends. I don't know. But if you were to go on a second date with him, suddenly he's just like, oh, good to see you again. Quick hug, and then just right then, just be like, what is that? What is this? Is there something on your jacket?
Is that what you're going to say, though? Because I could never be that confrontational.
No, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask. See, me, I know how to, like, slither.
She's going
to
slide it in.
So I would have said.
School us.
So I would have said, did you just leave the gym? And then he would have said no or yes. And I would have been like, I don't know. I'm kind of smelt. Where do you work again? You got a real like
right that
you got a real,
yes
like physical because you
were you like hauling 100-pound tires for the past 2 days?
I'm gonna be like because it's like it's a little it's higher
it's a little fresh
and then when he would have went to them you a little musty a little bit
right
and I would have told him because it sounded like you had a good time and it's like
thank you
don't know where he came from or what he did and number two I wouldn't have hugged him. I would have been. I wouldn't have let him
shut
put
it
that,
down,
I
Shannon.
I wouldn't have had him put the jacket on me. I would have been like, "Isn't you skip laundry day?"
Dang.
See, but I know myself. Like I'm the but person who like, sits through the crappy date because I don't want to be mean.
But
me
both. See, it's not what you say is
how you say it.
So you could have did it real nicely. Like, what is that stitch? And just played it off. See what he said. Like, I don't know. And then. Y'all both in it. Oh my God, it's you. You've been working.
Okay.
And then just played it off because he might not stink. He might be having a little bad day. Just like if you smell somebody's breath one day and it's kind of tart. And
like guy I talked about
and
in
it's
the
like,
last show.
And it's like, you know, sometimes people, see this, me and my friends are really silly. If somebody tells me somebody breath stink, I'm like, it's different type of degrees. Like coffee breath stink, cigarette breath stink. Or like garlicky food breath stink, or just like I ain't been brushing my teeth in.
Ever. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So like you might have caught him on an off day. Yeah, he should have showered, but not everybody. Maybe he was making you a priority and just hurried up and came.
And he didn't want to be late or
and
something.
So you know, like if you had a real interest in people you care about, sometimes you gotta be bluntly honest. Because honesty goes a long way and people respect you more.
Can I just say shout out to
Shannon,
the intern.
I completely get this. Now, here's what would actually happen.
This is real,
when
though.
I do
this. This is real.
Because I would be like, do you smell something? And he'd be like, nah, I don't know what it is. And I'd be like, no, I'm pretty sure I smell something. Like, did you go to the gym? Because because it's you. And
But see
how it would go.
But you went straight for the kill. It's like a little transition. It's like a seg. You want to like ease on into it. Like you talking, you smell. Damn. I don't know. This is body. It's just, ooh, it's a little, ooh, I don't know what that is. Where are you coming from?
Now let me flip the script.
Or like, okay, like this is one of my like pet peeves with people. I lived in an apartment for a long time. And if I go over someone's house and I love ethnic foods, fried chicken, fried cafe, anything fried, anything. However,
your house smells like
I will not fry in my house though. And then my aunt's the same way. She'll just take the deep fryer and like fry stuff outside.
Yep,
because
it will
you
just,
can
oh, yeah.
smell it in somebody's clothes. It's like my biggest pet peeve. And like me and my friends would do it. Like somebody, my friend picked someone up one day and she got in the car and my friend was like, ooh. They've been frying chicken, girl. Ooh, you know, like you can.
Oh
say
yeah, no.
Stuff.
My first like real long job was at Big Boy. Like
so
every
I
time I left
like,
that
Subway, I smelled like mayonnaise.
So I would have been like, "Ooh, do you work at a Coney Island?"
Yeah, exactly. Because you smell
my,
like
one
that.
Of my best friends. His sister hung out with these two girls. They were sisters, and they worked at Penna's. And we didn't know what their names were for 4 years. They were Food and Food Junior because they always came over at 11 o'clock after shift.
Oh.
And they stunk like banquet food.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so
and
let
it
me.
Didn't go away.
No.
Ever.
Because it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
so let me flip the script. Let me phone a friend, Dave and Bob. So if it was the opposite, so.
Hey, this is Dave. This is Bob.
That's not them because
those are your voices.
So if you guys agreed to a date and you meet up with the girl and it was the girl that you didn't realize until like 20 minutes into the date that she had some odor, how would you handle the situation?
Run, Forrest, run.
How hot is she? And then
no,
just run away.
There is no.
But it's like 20 minutes into the date. And then you're like, she gets up to use the bathroom.
Hold
you
on,
smell
let's,
it.
Let's go to the three stages of stank.
Like, okay.
Armpit, feet, or unter?
You'd have to ask.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just, like.
Yeah, I'm
like
just
armpit.
Saying.
I mean, it was very solidly armpit.
No,
like,
no, I'm saying our hypothetical.
But you're talking about girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, was it Nemo? That's what he's asking.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We're not trying to find Nemo.
I mean, if it's a little feet funk. Be all right, you know.
As long as she doesn't put it on your dashboard.
Yeah, exactly. Do not, no bare feet
don't
on my dashboard.
Don't you dare put your feet on anyone's dashboard. Mm-mm. Even Penelope's. I would throw them out the car.
Don't touch them either. Don't even look at them. Don't nothing.
Duck and roll. I don't care what kind of car it is.
No, I get that.
That's real?
That would be on my Match.com profile. Just side note, I will never rub your feet ever.
Side note? Because I was
to the spa. Like,
I was totally eyeing your feet earlier because Bob's wearing sandals. You have such nice toenail
beds. I was thinking that too.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Oh my God, what?
Like, they're such a perfect pink and white.
That's
I'm
so
not
weird.
Even
I love
joking.
My
That's so weird.
I got pretty orange polish on.
Not that I have a foot fetish or anything, but I was like, wow, look at Bob's toenails. They look so nice. They're not like, you know,
no, but your toenails
are you wearing your wife's sandals
nice.
Again, Bob?
No, they're soccer sliders, dude.
No, but your toenails did look really nice.
They do.
But yeah, no, it was definitely like, it was definitely body odor. I don't necessarily think it was like, I mean, if there was junk order, like odor, it was contained enough that I wasn't a
it
part
was
of
lost
it.
In
yeah,
the
it was lost in the,
cloud.
Yeah, because.
On Linus. Sorry, I just thought of Cloud. That's my favorite part of Charlie Brown Christmas when they're singing. Every Pig time pen. He breathes, there's... Oh, Pigpen. Why was I thinking Linus with a blanket?
Linus has a blanket.
Sorry, when Pigpen is singing, every time he breathes, there's a cloud of smoke.
I couldn't do it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he was a really nice guy, but like...
But I've never met a girl that stunk unless it's like really like over-the-top perfume.
Right. Mm.
Like, just that, even that's bad. Like, when you walk by, and you're like,
true.
God almighty, who's wearing... Like, I haven't put on cologne since college,
guys,
probably.
Ex-body spray.
No, Dracar Noir.
I
had a boyfriend
Eternity.
Who loved the Curve cologne.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I went through a cool water phase.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Aqua di Gio is very popular.
I had a bottle of Adidas.
Now. my brother was obsessed with Perry Ellis cologne, and I could never stand the smell of it because he would just douse himself.
My buddy found a bottle in his dad's cabinet that he hasn't touched since the 60s called High Karate. Yeah, it was like green. Yeah.
It's
like
called
mouthwash.
Sex Panther.
Right.
Oh, it smelled like it. And we put on High Karate. We wanted to see if it was, we'd go to the post, and it was all butts to nuts anyway in that place. And we're all doused in High Karate.
Oh, my God.
In High Karate.
It's like, what is this, 74?
Exactly.
It was a good year.
Is this the Regal Beagle?
Someone.
Right. See, I mean, I genuinely don't know what to tell you on that one. I mean, I...
Well, because, I mean, I guess if somebody could tell me, like... It was an off
like, could
night.
Could you bring a
He's
can of Lysol
gonna...
with you and then just hit him with it? Maybe he shows up that way again.
That's why I feel like...
a table hitting Febreze on there.
Dang.
That's why I feel like you should go on a second date because if you're going to end it anyways, why not, you know, set him free on the
Has
second
he called
date?
You?
Oh, yeah. No. He's messaged me. He wants to go out again.
That thing.
You know what? Just get it over with. How about we take a shower together
you know what, give
and then
we'll
go out to
we'll
dinner.
Call him right now.
Ew.
Just start. Just give me his number. We'll call him right now.
No.
You know what? I used to say
we have
like,
the technology. We can do this.
Oh my gosh! I used to say they're like another pair of dads. They may be worse than dads because they're just gonna go straight for the kill, like
crazy drunk.
Well, the worst part is if I end up dating this guy, then at like some point, then you guys meet him and you'll be like, oh, what's up, Smelly?
No, you lie and say, no, it's a new guy.
He's going to get a gift basket.
Oh, it's just a bunch of cleaners.
Febreze soap, right guard gel, and
car air fresheners.
Gold bond,
and a necklace.
Monkey butt
deodorant stuff.
Is that called monkey butt?
Look, I salute you because honestly, truly, like Joanna's camera style, I couldn't have sat there and... I don't like disrespectfulness to my nose. Like,
yeah, oh,
it
no,
burns
no.
my
Assault?
Hairs.
Me not either. Sure.
But
like,
the thing is, too, like, looking as a female, I don't think it's acceptable for a female to smell because you're supposed to be dainty. Now, a man, that can be a sign of hard work.
Right.
Blue collar. So my thing is, you might not know. Like, I just feel like depending on how you said it, I would have kind of, like, maybe rescheduled. Like, ooh, I something came up, you know, had somebody call me, go to the bathroom, like call my
I feel
phone.
Like that would be too obvious though, like on a first date.
Not really. You can always, you got to be smooth.
See, I was going to say, I'm not that smooth.
No, see, that's what you need. You know, so they have those necklaces that are like basically Bluetooth you and hooked to your phone. So like, and ooh. Girls are always fiddling with their jewelry. Well, so you press it,
you know,
and then like 5 seconds later, it calls your phone. So it looks like an incoming call, and then you're like, oh, hey, whatever, emergency, got to run, roommate,
do you know,
bus of flaming
I don't
nuns.
Think I have yeah. it on this phone. My last phone, I had an app, and it would literally, like, it you would set the time, it would call you, and then it would, everything that you answered, it would tell you what to say. So you would, you'd pick up the phone and be like, hello, and then on the on your phone, it would be like, oh my gosh, is everything okay? And then you'd say that, and then it would be like, okay, do you need me to come get you? Like, and it would go through all
That's
of
amazing.
The stuff. It was a really cool
it's
app.
Like that Sex and the City episode when she called Charlotte, something bad happened. Oh, no, something bad happened. Mm-hmm, something terrible.
It's real bad.
Right.
You should probably
oh,
get
my him. Gosh. I have to go. I'm so sorry.
So here's my advice.
Yes, tell me.
Go on another date with him.
Ditto.
And maybe it was a bad, he had a bad.
Maybe he had, like, right, because he was a nice guy and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's no, one. It seemed like he was good,
but
dude.
Be prepared to pull the ripcord.
Yeah, I'm like, just going to have to.
Like, but you got to be smooth like Shannon.
But here's the thing.
You
got to,
like, address it immediately.
No, do you want to be, Shannon. Do you want to save him?
What?
Here's the thing. Do you want to save him or do you just want to run? Because you can be.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, hey, I can't deal with bad smells.
No,
like,
no,
I can't.
But you can just go, you know what, listen, I'm leaving, but. You might want to check.
I like you. You're a good guy. But for the love of Christ.
We do love him.
Or you could play it like this. You know, y'all met on bagels and coffee meets.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, that means y'all text a lot. It's a lot of that interaction. What are your pet peeves? B.O.
Oh!
Oh, that's good.
Nailed it.
That's good.
And I would just, you know, get that out there. Or, I mean, you could just be real.
Men who don't shower before
to me,
dates.
To me, I would just be real. Like, I had a really nice time. But I don't know, like, if I was just tripping. But I could have sworn you kind of smell
See,
like
See, I might be
gym.
Able to do this
and
just
I would
it's
just,
like
I would just
text,
be,
not
I'm just,
on
I'm an honest
face.
Person because I feel like I don't got nothing to lose. If you don't talk to me, bye.
Oh, no.
You
I get that.
Saying?
And I totally
just,
agree
and
with
I, and,
you.
And if it is going to go somewhere, then you're setting up. Foundation for honesty.
Bam.
So it depends on like where you're trying to go, how you're trying to do it, how much time you're trying to put into it. But that's how I would play
the,
it.
The intern brings wisdom.
She does. I'm Which, telling you.
I got like three pet peeves. You know, BO, perfume,
patchouli perfume.
People who pull out their phones in movies.
And smelly coats.
Smelly, yeah.
So wait, so all in favor of a second date, put your hand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hands up. Go for it.
All right.
You have to. No, you all have right. to.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like I said, then all of a sudden now he comes in and he's fresh. You know, and
you're
and,
right.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new game. You
what
know?
Happened to Zest?
You know,
you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
I think they just
still make
under.
Zest.
Okay.
Do they? Yeah, they used to do the commercials.
I'm sure it's still a thing.
You got to go in for the first hug, though, and if it's
oh,
rank.
Right. And then,
that's what I'm saying. Immediately
gotta,
address
yeah.
it. Oh. Or do it by text, like Shannon mentioned.
Or just say it flat out. Like, dude, I had fun with you, but you're really ripe. I don't know. What, like, I want to go out with you, but, like, my nose is kind of framed. Like, no, if he's into you, like, no, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. Like, okay.
Now, did you ever have any friends growing up that had, like, cat pee house?
Oh.
And they thought their house was fine. And you're like, dude, your house stinks like
you walk into
bun.
The monkey house at the
That's
zoo.
Funny.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
And the monkeys think they smell just fine.
Well, and once you're in the monkey house for like
yeah,
5 minutes,
after 5 minutes,
you don't notice it.
Yeah.
But then you walk out the door and like and then if you stand by the door for a second and then the smell hits you, you're like, holy crap, that's the monkey house.
One of my best elementary school friends, he had stanky feet. He never wore
Fritos.
Socks.
Oh.
We always called him like. So this, we had just had our high school reunion. We like, oh my god, does his feet smell still? Like that's how, like, cause that's a problem. And then he had Cat Pee House, and it was just.
Oh.
And you go over his house and you'd play like Atari, and it was like, dude, this is so. And then after like
how many cats do you have?
After like a lemonade and
my
like
mom
a slice
has 20
of,
and she's alone.
After like one game of Pitfall, a lemonade and a slice of pizza, you're like, okay,
you're, I gotta
that's
go.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Like well, the pizza doesn't even taste good at that point.
It's funny that you say that because I went to Churchill in Livonia, and I had this one friend, well, associate.
Ooh, demoted.
Absolutely. And it was this associate, and it was this guy. He was popular.
Oh, what was their name? What was their name?
It
started with a W to save the shade.
Save the shade.
It was Whitley.
Ah!
And Whitley was saying that, and I'm going to use a number, Wilson's.
Oh!
In her exact words, Wilson's house smells like stankin'.
Mm.
So she said that, right?
It's like
so it was like
bacon?
It was like, wait, what did you just say? And Willie was like, Wilson's house smells like stankin'. And I'm like, well, what you mean? His house stank. It just stank, like stankin'. And it's funny because, like, everybody's house has a smell. And
that's
certain,
real.
And certain people's houses, certain clothes, certain. If I know I can't go in your house. I'm sorry.
Truth. Mm-hmm.
My kids get in my car every morning. They're like, smells like old Burger King.
Why does your car always smell like White Castle, Dad?
Exactly.
Right? I have this one friend that always smokes in her house, so I know that I'm going to smell like an ashtray when I leave, so that's why I never look super cute when I go to visit her, because it's just all downhill from there.
And it's just, like, to me, one of my biggest pet peeves, barbecue smoke. Like, if I get my hair done, and it was like...
Yeah!
When I'm by there and it gets in my hair, like, even when I eat it, it's
bonfire's
on my
bonfire's worse.
Oh, yeah, bonfire.
But to me, okay,
but
I
love sitting by a bonfire.
I don't mind.
It just can't be where the wind is.
It's a difference. Because, like, bonfire, you're going to smell like outside.
Right.
That's
true.
Term.
Barbecue, you're going to smell like burnt meat.
It's just,
and charcoal.
It's like, it smells,
and
it's like every time I eat it, I have an obsession with like smelling my hands and everything before I do something. Not like, but like,
I got my hands and my arms,
but
I smell like this.
Molly Shannon.
But normally,
exactly.
Normally, my hands smell really, really good because I got lotion and all of that. And I just don't like how barbecue smells and
that's
it gets
real.
In your hair and it's just, just don't have a stinking house. So
I remember in college I went to someone's, of course I didn't know what it was. No, you were there because you were there for like all of very memorable moments. We went to a pure romance party.
Oh,
I was just
yeah.
like, and once I realized what it was, I'm like, I am uncomfortable. And I ended up buying this spray because they're like, oh, you use this spray to get rid of whatever. I'm like, what? And they're like, and also if you go to the bar, spray it in your hair, it takes the smoke smell out. I was like, done! But yes, awesome conclusion. You should go on a second
date. No, I will, and I will update everyone next week. That's
Yay.
How that's gonna go. Hey, Stace.
Hey, Chels.
Guess what?
What?
It's time for
First Impressions.
Oh, we love these.
I have some juicies today.
All right, so First Impressions is, these are just a bunch of messages whenever you receive them when you're doing online dating. These are the first impressions that we get from people that hit us up. So Chelsea is going to share some of the first impressions she has received over this week.
Okay, so this guy's name is Watson.
Ooh.
Never a good name, because what's the famous quote? Watson, come quickly.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know the line.
It's okay, Stacey.
I was thinking it's elementary, dear no. Watson.
Yes. Right.
But sure, we'll go with that yes. one. That's keep
well,
that
what
in your
is head. The other one from? Is it the same?
Same thing. Just think about the words.
No, I know about the words, but I'm saying that's not my go-to.
No,
is it just
right.
because it's who I am?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know. I like having friends in the studio. They set me straight. If I smelled, the people in this room would tell me.
I would
me.
Totally tell you if you
oh,
smelled.
Duh. You tell me over the phone.
She can
girl.
Smell you over the phone.
That's what I'm
problem.
Saying. Exactly.
So,
we're that close.
Watson said, you totally look like a fake profile. I hope you're not like a 50-year-old guy petting his chicken in a basement somewhere.
Petting his chicken.
Petting okay. his chicken.
Now, is that another euphemism that I'm not familiar
actually, the
with?
Euphemism is usually choking the chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I wanted
I've
to ask.
I've never heard petting.
Just feeding the geese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Never because you're throwing.
I've
hits.
Never heard feeding.
We'll pray.
Thank you for the visual
we'll pray.
Toys.
We'll
sorry.
Pray. Lord.
I'm
going to take my nephew to the zoo, and he'll be like, we're feeding the geese. No!
No, you're not. Okay, so this one is Winslow.
Oh! Laura.
Okay, this makes me laugh. I was thinking the same thing. A simple hi wouldn't be enough because you're a diamond in the rough. So fine, divine, and blowing my mind every time. You don't gotta stress it, but everything I'm saying is precious, so give me the time.
Wait, I don't like the way
from the mean streets
that.
Of Auburn and Updike.
Man, right, right.
Oh no, this guy looked hard.
Wait, do you have it on your phone? Can I see it?
Yeah.
Because I don't think his stanzas were shaped correctly.
No, they weren't. No, Stacey, don't worry about it. They weren't. I'll send it to you later.
I am an English major.
I'll send it to you later.
From the University of Michigan.
I have more than we normally have. So,
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh no, he was scary. He was scary looking.
Oh no.
He was the guy who like looks like really, really, really just serious and squinty and just like...
But he's really just a gentle poet inside.
Tattoo on his face and just looks like...
Listen, Bob and...
So clearly he's capable of making all kinds of bad decisions.
I mean, it was Vegas.
Wait, if somebody shows up with a tattoo on their face, Stacey, are you going to date them?
I didn't know he had a tattoo on his
face.
Well,
no, but you just said it and then you're like, well, I don't know.
I know. I'm trying to break myself
of Is
that
it like
habit.
A unicorn or...
Right?
I'm just a big old horn on his face.
The teardrop under his eye.
You know what that means,
no,
right?
No, that's not good.
Because he's sad because someone died.
After the show.
He's remembering.
You know, I assure
right.
you I know
One's
what that
in
means.
Morning
yeah.
and one was they didn't see the morning. Right. What was I going to say to you? I don't know. Continue.
Something about poetry and it being
oh, yeah,
incorrectly
soul
structured.
Yeah,
he seems real gentle.
That's one of those, if you run it, when I used to take, when I lived in Columbus, and so as a side hustle, I would just take money at the door for my one friend. He was a club promoter. So there was this one, like, really scary looking lady that had some teardrops, and I was just like, oh, dear. So I was just like, oh, it's $5. She's like, it's what? And I'm just like... It's $5. And she's just looking at me. She's like, are you serious? I said, hold that thought. I check my wall. I'm like, you know what? I'm just like, all right, but you owe me. I'm like, you can go in. She's just like, you know, just giving me
Obviously.
The stare down. So then a couple weeks later, there happened, like, stuff went down at the club and there were gunshots. And she goes running out with her piece. She looks at me. She's like, are you good? Because I got you. And I'm just like, that's why I make friends with scary people. You never know.
Best $5 ever.
I'm just saying. She's just like, I got you. Yes. Yes. All day.
I don't know what I would have
Whenever
done.
I find the scary people, I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Stacey. And they're just like, who the heck is this chick?
Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, same way.
Love
thing.
It. Okay, so this guy.
This is my first impression.
This guy's name was Warren.
Oh. Did he live there?
Warren sent me 3 messages over the course of 5 days.
You know what? Something about Mary. Was he wearing headphones?
I didn't get it.
It was Warren.
You haven't seen that movie.
I haven't
it's okay.
seen the movie.
Ah, well, you go watch that. That's okay.
So this guy sends me, you look a lot like an ex of mine, so I'm already quite, enthralled. Smiley face.
Really? Because when I see someone who looks like an ex of mine,
I run.
I'm done.
Right? So then the next day, he said, too weird. Yeah, I guess that it is weird. That is a weird opening message, but it's true. And all I had at the moment.
You look like a chick I used to bag. You want to do it?
So then...
See? Straight to the point.
Right.
So then, not over 5 days.
How many dinners is it going to take?
So then 4 days later, he says, well, it's official. I'm obsessed with you. Get the restraining order paperwork ready.
He's serious.
Once again, my stalker and I got married.
Block.
Just saying.
You know what?
Well, that escalated quickly.
I told you.
What girl at home is like just fawning going,
oh my God, he's obsessed.
He's like obsessed with me.
No, it's like only scary when he like, I see him outside of my window. It's fine.
Right. He knew I was having an ugly day and he just turned it around. Why? No.
Okay.
Side note,
you gotta have those memes ready that, well, that escalated quickly.
I know, right?
You gotta shoot that right back.
Speaking of exes, I was thinking of like my last 3 exes. All of them have been lawyers, and I'm not a gold digger.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Oh, but no, I'm not a gold digger. But that was all. And like 2 of them like looked kind of similar, like same stature and whatnot. But I was just like, this is interesting.
Are you happy you're not arguing every day for the rest of your life? Everyone I know that's married to a lawyer, it's just like argue all
I'm
day.
I'm talking to one and I don't like it. I don't like it because they don't ever have time and they just, I just feel like they're liars.
I talked to a lawyer for a little while.
And they're just always, I need attention.
No, well, that's the thing. It's like the first thing he said was like, awards that he's won and how popular he is in like this in his certain type of law.
Who does that?
Like, I don't care.
And they use the phrase per se.
Yeah,
a like lot.
Objection! I want banana muffins. Actually, that's what I would say to them. They would get super pissed.
They'd be like, overruled. We're having blueberries.
Exactly. But in
sidebar.
In my defense, I didn't know any of them were lawyers until like a couple weeks in, and they didn't lead with that. So
that's good because anybody who does, I find, is like,
right.
Next. This guy's name's Waldo.
Oh, where did you find him?
So first off, he's younger than I would ever consider, really, because he's 24. But let me just read you this.
Oh boy,
it's a big one. So just get ready.
Oh boy.
No, I'll let it pass.
Yeah, let it pass. No. Let it pass.
Thank you, Dave.
I came across your profile and was quite enamored by such an articulate and heavenly blessed beauty. I would be kicking myself if I didn't ask, so I was wondering if you would accept an engagement of witty banter between two intellectuals. Of course, this engagement may start off as purely platonic, but my sensual desires will most likely guide our cohesive unity down more erotic, lascivious, and sexual paths that will include but are not limited to passionate makeout sessions under the starlit sky, dry humping, fondling each other's naughty parts, inducing orgasms, and an abundance of new uncharted sexual positions where I assert my pure dominance in establishing a realm of absolute sovereignty in your nether regions. Is this something you would be interested in pursuing?
Can you respond and just say you had me at dry humping and just send it?
And then block him.
Right? No, can you?
Listen here, William Fakespear.
I screenshot it.
Respond.
But I will. I
have to. You gotta start doing that kind of stuff.
So right? Lame. Just respond.
Gross.
Right?
Like a horrible wannabe Shakespeare, lame spear.
24. I got accepted to Harvard, but I couldn't afford to go.
What are you talking about? Like witty banter. I'm like, all right, he's just trying to be funny. Right. I'm like, all right. And then he got to like.
The sexual.
Once he hit lascivious, I knew it was going
to
be downhill.
Is you know that he like sends that paragraph to everyone.
He's got that in a notepad document.
Oh, for sure.
On
just
his
copy.
Laptop.
Yeah.
Well, I guess answer
copy,
me this: since I'm out of the game and I don't get it, like
congratulations. It's hard.
It's a winner.
Well, every girl, like the one girl that has a picture of her shooting a gun, then all guy goes, "I like shooting guns. We should shoot guns together." Like, is there anything that anyone could write ever that would ever work? Because I don't think it. To me, it's a complete lose proposition.
Wait, so what did the guy that you went on a date on? What did he say?
It was a mutual connection.
Okay.
I just sent, "Hey, how are you?"
Oh, okay.
That was
all right.
That's what I like about that site because
gotcha.
We both have to like each other before.
I think the answer to your question, your approach, how you come off. You don't have to come off stating the obvious, like, "You're so beautiful. I just really want to get to know you," and blah, 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 blah. Just state some facts. Like, "Hey, I'm
Wilbur."
We used it.
I am Wyatt.
Ooh.
I'm Wyatt, and, you know, I noticed you or whatever. You know, if you have time, here's my number. I would love to get to know you.
Or if it's online, at least check out my profile.
I guess what it is, don't be corny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't be corny.
Well, sometimes, like the Titanic joke, that made me laugh.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that was
still
amazing funny.
And it was quick, though. It's like, you can't. Like, soon as your first thing is about sex, it's like, okay, bye.
See, my
who
thing
you telling?
Yeah, no, see, my thing is, like, if I was ever to feel, like, hey, let's have, obviously we can't tell who I am or you are from this online persona. Have a cup of coffee with me. Worst thing that happens, you make fun of me to your friends.
Right.
Right? Like,
you go on a podcast.
Worst thing that happens is you end up on a topic on my show.
And I'll promise I won't shower 3 days before our coffee.
I think you have to talk a couple of days. You have to talk to get the vibe of someone. Because,
of course. Oh, for sure.
Because it's just like, to me, like, meeting somebody could be awkward because not everybody has an outgoing personality.
Right.
It can just be, like, weird. Because me, like, it's so crazy about this online dating because so many people at work have been telling me about it. And I'm kind of just like, ooh, I don't know about that because people are just, like, not who they portray or post.
That's very true. But I also want to, like, be like, you have to meet them sooner rather than later, because if you get to a point where you're talking to them for days or even like a couple weeks go by, like, it's even more awkward, I think, when you finally meet them.
You ever watch Catfish on MTV?
We have this whole
Then you have a whole lot more preconceived notions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no, let's just meet.
Like, if you talk like every day, they become from like Artie Lang. Like, before you meet, and like, if once you talk to him like 10 times, then they're like Brad Pitt. Then when you finally meet him, he's already lying.
Even Brad Pitt will leave a woman.
No, right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time, like, if you're like, oh my God, and you have these amazing phone conversations and never meet. He turns, and then all of a sudden you meet, and you're like, oh, crap.
Well, because you go on Catfish.
But see, the thing is, like, okay, way, way back when, I had a Black Planet.
Yeah!
Okay. Black Planet.
Yes!
I don't know what that is.
That's because we're never allowed to launch White Planet, because then we're assholes.
This was before we had all the race wars really going. Black Planet was before MySpace and Crush Spot and Facebook and all of that was really popping. This is like early 2000s.
I used my cousins.
So people would get on there and we would make pages just to like, you know, see boys and stuff like that. Older people had it to meet each other. And what I liked about it is you could see who viewed your page.
It was so progressive for that time.
It was.
Man.
So I actually had a couple of phone pals. That's what I call it. Like phone pals, you know. You just talk and messaging. You're just like a phone pal because you really don't plan on doing nothing useful with them anyway.
That's real. We were young.
I have met people from MySpace or so on. And you really have to build that rapport with talking to them for a little while, because you could be expecting like Fabio or someone, but if they turn out looking like a little dork, you can like them for them and just have this good platonic friend. They don't have to be like coming to save you
on a white horse.
Black horse.
In case of emergency, break glass.
See, but I get like I see that point of it, because then you're like, well, at least I know you as like your personality was nice. But I would still just be like, I don't know. I would rather just. I'm much better received in person.
Interesting.
So if we go too far, like into a not meeting thing, and then I'm like, then you're gonna have all these expectations. Then I'm gonna be the dorky person that I am, and I'm gonna be socially awkward. And you're gonna be like, dude, we've been talking for 2 weeks. Why are you awkward?
You wouldn't be awkward because you would get a feel for who they are. And my thing is, I'm the opposite. I'm afraid of meeting people too soon because they're awkward. Because to me, I'm never gonna be awkward because you always be you. Because your energy doesn't lie.
Oh, no, that's very true.
Just like, you know, from like within the first couple of words with someone, like if you guys vibe, if you get along.
Oh, no, for sure.
And it's like, if you can't be you, you got an awesome personality. If you can't do this, then they're not the
you
one.
Better.
You should be able to be you, and you don't have to, you know, like when you go on a date and you're like talking and you're throwing out all this bullshit, because that's really what it is.
Can you edit that out?
You're really not being yourself completely, because you just, you selling yourself.
Well, yeah.
It's like a job interview.
And it is. It's totally the same thing. I have like two more, but I have three more. Oh my God, I have four more.
Well, we'll a lot have of to stuff save happened. Some
I'll
for
save
next week.
Some, but I've got one more that we'll do tonight. Warner.
Warner.
Pop or time?
Time. Wow.
Brothers. Are there two of them?
So this guy was just kind of rude, but I just figured he starts off and he's like, you are absolutely adorable. In the next message.
Duh.
And your profile was really cute and refreshing. I'm glad to see someone that takes this site with a grain or bucket of salt. And then the next message says, and I have to edit it, so bear with me. Please don't respond. I've got a really pretty mental image of you, and I don't need you effing that up with some snot-nosed, crass remark about how far out of my league you are.
Good God.
Like, again, well, that escalated quickly.
We will pray for him.
Don't ever meet your favorite celebrities. Oh, that was pretty much what...
For sure. Man. But yeah, like, dang. But they were good ones, though, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, see me being me, I feel so sorry for that last guy. I'm like, well, he really must have some horrible issues he needs to work through. Don't go out with him. I'm not saying that.
He wants to make a Chelsea suit.
Yeah, seriously. Just, hello. Hello, Chelsea.
I, died to me.
I remember when I left one of the companies I was working for a couple years. And so when I left, and so the one guy said, you know, I'm going to remember you most of all. And so we used to work midnights together. I said, how? He goes, I remember one time you said, you know, because there was a coworker that really didn't like me, but whatever. And so he was just like, I'm going to remember you because you said, you know what? I can't even be mad at her because if I saw me and I weren't me, I'd want to be me too. I'm just like, I swear I'm not egotistical. I'm being sarcastic.
One of my favorite things about Stacey is she got offered a job promotion and she turned it down.
That was the same company.
And yes, right. She turned it down. Buyout. But they're like, what can we do to get you to stay? And she goes, oh, you got to find me the man of my dreams.
Because I worked midnight. And I wouldn't have time to have a social life.
And she's like, and
I need a diva fan.
I need a diva fan.
Because
so
it was in Orlando.
My hair waves like Beyonce. I need somebody to follow me around with a fan.
I wanted
and,
to be
and,
the...
And a couple of her, like, and then like double her salary or something.
Amazing.
I wanted to be the VP
right?
of
Isn't
maintenance.
Isn't that the best way of saying, like, no, I'm not taking
right.
this job?
I wanted, so yeah, diva fan,
Man,
need to
dreams.
Find the love of my life.
Double your salary.
I wanted to be the VP of maintenance because I was the executive assistant and I ran that department and I had favor with everyone. Thank you, Lord. And then what was the final one? Oh, I wanted there to be a party planning committee because I got in trouble with HR because everyone forgot about us on midnight shift. So I would always bring in a cake for whoever's birthday and I would celebrate it. There would be leftover cake and I got in trouble because it's just like, well, you're celebrating stuff that the company didn't approve of. Yet during the day shift, they would get a cake from Sam's Club and celebrate everyone else's birthday for the 120
Shaming.
Daytime employees.
Can you just imagine, though, if they'd have been like, cool, this is... Sean, or this is Winthrop. And here's also Wade. He'll be holding your diva fan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But they told me, they said, so they thought about it for a day and they said, we can give you 2 out of 4. I said, which 2? And they said, we'll tell you after you sign the paperwork. And I said, no dice.
Nah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yay. You know who I enjoyed thoroughly? You.
Oh, you're so pretty. I had so much fun, you guys. I know, it's such a bummer talking about smelly people, but I will. I'm going to go on
better.
The date. I
yes.
will let you guys know what happens.
Yes. Side note, it won't be funny if he's just like, I didn't like the way you smelled.
Download Smelly Cat for the outro music. Quick,
smelly
do
cat,
it now.
Smelly Cat.
That's not our theme song. Plus, I always think of Soft Kitty. From a Big Bang Theory.
Little ball of
yeah.
fur.
Right.
Well,
so, thank you
ready,
so much.
Babe? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to. Anyway, thank you, Dave and Bob, for hanging
Thanks,
out.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Shout out to intern Shannon.
Yeah, hey, Shannon. Thanks for coming and hanging
Thanks
out with us.
Thanks for your wisdom.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Well,
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a previously recorded episode.